Hello and welcome to the Pop That Mama podcast. In this episode, we're going to be discussing finding the right birth support for your big day. Get comfy and enjoy. Guys, it's been a while since I've done a solo episode. Hello, hello, aloha. Do you know what? I don't actually have a plan today, but I do have some ideas on what I'm going to say. Partly inspired because those of you who follow me on Instagram will know that I've actually found a doula. Wow. If you follow this conversation and my pregnancy journey, you will know that this is something that I've been grappling with. Do I need one? Is it worth it? Are they going to just distract me, or are they actually going to provide some you know, form of comfort? And I think it's always just, as with anything, it's about finding the right person. And that's going to be the thing that makes the difference, right? Do you need a doula, or do you need that specific person? So I didn't feel like I needed a doula as such, but then I met the right person who I've actually spoken about in the previous podcast. I found the right person, and that then made me realize what the missing link was. And it was her. It wasn't just the doula, it was her. So that's inspired this episode, and I wanted to give some tips on how to find the right birth support, be it a doula, a mother, a birth partner, or a friend. I'm going to be sharing a bit about how I went about making the decision. So I think firstly, number one is interview around and speak to multiple different people. And when you've met the right person, you will no longer need to interview, because usually what happens is you just get this strong feeling that they are the right person. And it must be a feeling that you are doubtless, like you do not have any doubts about this person supporting you. As soon as there's any doubts, I think that's red flags. Like, imagine you're doubting now, you're definitely going to doubt again, and you do not want that during your birth. So it has to be a kind of energy connect and a kind of intuitive feeling that this is who you need. And I find that with my doula clients who I've worked with, often at the end of the call, they would just say, yep, we want to sign up. And that's happened a lot of times with me. And I almost want to, like, I was speaking to my stepmom about this, and I was like, do you know what? I could probably ask them at the end of the call and just say, look, like, what do you think? Because you know, you don't need to email later. Like, you literally, you'll know when you find the right person. So trust that intuition. And if you've got questions, then they're not the right person. So number one is you interview around, and as soon as you stop interviewing around, it means that you've probably found the right person. My personal take is that if you need to interview again, then there was hesitancy and doubts there in the first place. And I always say, pay attention to that rather than block it out and go, well, they were great in this type of way. I just think it's such a big and important decision that if you've got doubts that early on, it's a bit of a red flag. Number two is it's about the energy connect. So for me, I wanted someone calm, but also fun, like not too calm. I want someone who I can genuinely have a laugh with. And that's this lovely woman who I found. I'm not going to be saying any names just yet, but I'll share afterwards. But I found that she was the right sort of energy for me, calm, but also that sparky fun. Everyone's going to need something different. A lot of my clients come to me and they're very calm people, and they want some energy and they want someone quite positive. So again, it's going to look different, right? We don't always look for someone who's going to mirror us. Sometimes we look for someone who's going to compliment us. So being energetically aligned with the person is key, and feeling that in your body, I would say. Number three is pay attention to how those initial meetings are run. So if you're having those chemistry meetings, just really be absorbing like the way they're being facilitated. And I also think, like, how much are you talking? Like, what's the percentage share? Are they doing most of the talking, or are you? I would argue that you should do the majority of the talking. And that's how I run my meetings, is that I will ask questions, the right questions, to get the client to the right answers within themselves, rather than giving my opinion. And that's naturally how I'm going to be facilitating those conversations. So that chemistry meeting gives you an insight into the way that they run their service and the way that they talk and the way that they facilitate. So really pay attention to that. The way I treat my clients is they are the queens, and I want to get to know them, and I want to hold space and help them get to their own answers through asking the right questions. So it's really important that you pay attention during those early meetings. And you know, pay attention to how they're being run and how it makes you feel. That's another thing, is how do you feel after the meeting, during the meeting? Do you feel content, elated, or are you troubled? You know, and that's really important, because ultimately that's going to be exacerbated. All of those things are going to be times 10 when you start working together and having multiple meetings. So that chemistry meeting holds the information you need to make a decision, and you shouldn't even need another one. When I have had clients where they've asked for another one and I have worked with them, it's actually not been the best relationship. And I do think maybe they went against that initial thing. This has probably happened twice. So, and I've had many, many doula clients. Most of them, thankfully, have been like wonderful, amazing relationships where I just want to, you know, cuddle them at the end. And I really like adore them. But it's interesting how the two that wanted the second interview, it wasn't like the perfect match. So pay attention to that. That's number three. Pay attention to those meetings, and how do they make you feel? How are they facilitated? And what are you left with? Or have they facilitated an interesting conversation that's left you with a rich piece of insight for you? Or have they perhaps opened up a tin of worms and like left you open, for instance? And now for a very quick pause to thank our amazing sponsors for Pop That Vest, Mamma Mio, the pregnancy experts. As you all know, the event is taking place in London on Saturday, the 3rd of February, and it is completely sold out. Can you believe it? But don't you worry, because we have just launched two virtual events, one in March and one in April, and there will also be another in-person one coming soon. So make sure you stay up to date on the link in the description. For anyone that wants to buy anything from Mamma Mio, you may use my discount code POPTHAT. Enjoy the rest of the podcast. Number four is pay attention to like how deep are they going and how quickly are they going deep into a conversation or into something. So I've had chemistry meetings where it's gotten really deep, really fast. And I have felt that it wasn't right. So for me, I didn't want a doula who was going to kind of enter too deeply into my psyche and my personal life. I'm happy to welcome you in that segment. But for me, that's a red flag when I feel as though someone's encroaching and making assumptions about my life or about what I'm saying. And that's the thing when you invite an external person into your world, is they do come with their hidden agendas and their motives. And sometimes those things are revealed. And so it's good to be aware of them. And we all have our own kind of perspective on things, and they're going to bring that into your space. And so, you know, it's got to be a perspective that is hopefully aligned with yours. But for me, I didn't want anyone to kind of get too into my business. And I made that clear with the last lovely doula who I've now like connected with, and we've said who we're working with, is that I don't want that. Like, I don't want that additional like coaching service or that, like, you know, I want the emotional support, but I don't want you to get in and underneath the skin of like my stuff. If you've been clever enough to ask a question that's elicited an emotional response in me, then great, let's go there and talk about it. But don't go and seek that out, if that makes sense. Like, let's have a conversation, but I don't want you to kind of dig through my past and try and get stuff out. And I feel like that's something that happens with people who are like therapists and, you know, people who try to be therapists, is they do phrase things in a way to try and get underneath the skin of things. And I personally didn't want that for this birth. I wanted like an uncomplicated relationship where it was about really preparing for, you know, this birth experience, but not kind of going too deep into things or going too deep into the past. Ultimately, like, I'm entering into like a physiological event. I want a calm mind, I want a relaxed body, and I want a great support system, and I want to give birth to a healthy baby. I don't really want to go and try and seek out past traumas and things. So for me, that's what I needed. However, if you're someone who's had a really bad birth before, challenging birth before, and you need someone to kind of help you unpick, then just make sure they are the right person to do that. Because I think otherwise, you know, you could get led down certain paths and you could come out with like an altered perception on things. And so it's really important who you invite in at this crucial time in your life. And they have to kind of enable you to grow and blossom rather than, I guess, potentially be bitter about an experience or bring out the more trauma and more hurt. And they might see it as like, oh, well, we need to get this out to, you know, go into the birth peaceful. But basically, for me, I needed someone light, energetic and positive. And that's someone I found. I didn't want someone to unpick or like go into my story. And the last tip I have for you is to have a think about the various different roles that you might need and who is best placed to fit those roles or to fulfill those roles rather. And I found that obviously, well, I don't know if you guys know this, but we want Juniper there and she's made it very clear that she wants to be there. She was just like, I want to see the baby coming out. And I was showing her video. She was like, is that the head? Is that the head? Is the baby coming? Is she going to make that ah sound? She loves it. She's obsessed. I showed her the birth pool and she was like, I want to get in there with you. So we really wanted her there. So having someone additionally to support Tom and her was there was a space that was needed. So if you follow this podcast, you know that I went totally the other way, where I was like, I don't want a doula, I don't want anyone. Like, I just want a dark room and just blah, like go through it myself. And then I went 360. And part of that reason was because we knew we wanted Juniper there. So I guess what I'm saying is like, think about your why. Why do you want a doula if you want one? Or why do you want a midwife or whoever? So really interrogate that and ask yourself why you want them and what specifically you want them to do or be, or what space do they fill? So now that I became clear on that with the Juniper situation and her being there, actually having a doula that could read to her if she woke up or in the middle of the night or when I'm having, you know, making noises, rather than Tom being pulled away from me. So that was a real like clear reason why it was important to have someone there. It's weird because when I think about the motive for me, do I feel like I need someone there, like supporting me? Really and truly, honestly, I kind of more feel like I'm going to need to be alone. There is a part of me that always wants to keep one option, basically, where I don't call my doula. And I'm definitely going to say that because I don't want anyone to be offended. But I need to be able to decide in the moment that I do not need a doula. And that's what I said to Tom afterwards, because he was like, oh, I think if you need a doula, then she's the one. And he was so optimistic. And I said to him afterwards, and I will say this to my doula, because I think it's important to be transparent, is I said to him, I said, okay, we'll do it, but I need to know that I can pull out at the last minute. I don't want to feel like because I've paid and because I've invested in a relationship, if it's not what I need in the moment, I need to basically say no. And that's something as well that I would urge you guys to do is in the moment, if you think, you know what, I don't need anything else, then trust that. And it's not, you know, it's not only about the money, although, yeah, it's a bit rubbish not paying for something that you don't use. But ultimately, what's more important is that you feel comfortable and right. And so that's something that I really, truly feel is important to me with this new doula relationship that I'm going to build, is that I need to be able to say, no, I don't need you, or I really need you. And I'm only going to know when I'm there, but it's really nice to think I'm going to build a relationship and have someone just in case I do. Another thing I wanted to say is I've been doing a lot of birth stories lately on the podcast, and I know you guys have been tuning in. And I must say, guys, like, this is me just being really honest with you, but it's really sometimes, like the last one I did where I was speaking to the mum who they told her that if the baby has shoulder dystocia, then like it could be tragic, basically, and all these various different things. I mean, she was very fear-mongered from the beginning. And I listened to her story, and I actually said this at the end of the podcast. I'm not just like saying this afterwards. I said it in the podcast, like, you know, a lot of the like disturbances were from the collisions that came to her home birth. And it's just made me even more certain that I want to mentally prepare for a free birth, just in case I get into that situation where the midwives can't come, they can't be called out, and I don't want the fuss of an ambulance. I really just need to think through all of my options, and I really need to interrogate what it is that a midwife is going to provide me with. Probably the psychological benefit of feeling safe, and that's worth a huge amount. But I need to really interrogate that, like, why, what is it that they can do? I would say, yeah, just straight away, it's like, you know, if I'm hemorrhaging, then they can deal with that and things like that, which are really important to me. And I'm not someone that just says these things lightly. And so I think, yeah, I guess what I'm saying is I really want to be in a mental space where if I feel intuitively that things are going well and that there isn't medical backup, I just want to be able to kind of own that experience. But I'm like you guys, you know, I'll always be like, what if, you know, that classic thing that we say, well, I would never be able to live for myself with that decision. And these are real things. Like, these are real things that we have to think about. But then Victoria from Free to Birth would say, well, what about if you did choose them and then it cascaded and there was intervention and that caused harm? Would you be able to live with yourself? Yeah, probably, because you can pass it on and you can say, well, I did everything. But yeah, anyways, there you go, guys. This is a insight into my thinking over the pregnancy. I'm also starting to prepare for the birth using BirthBox. I'm just actually going to go through it again just to feel what it's like to be on the receiving end of my own course and my own material. Although it really feels like it lives in my cells, but I'm going to do it with Tom. It'll be a nice thing to do together. And then we'll have our doula to like carry us through the experience. But yeah, I hope that was helpful to you. I just really felt inspired to record. I haven't done a solo one in a while. Let me know if you like these ones. I have been interviewing quite a lot. And yeah, everything's going really well with Pop That First. I've absolutely loved planning it. Obviously, my history and events in events management has made it all really like smooth, and I've kind of, you know, known what to do. And it's been really an inspiring and fun journey. And we are also going to be hosting more in-person events and also more online events. So we've got two virtual events coming up, one in April and one in March. So make sure you sign up to that, guys. Like, it's going to be brilliant. You're going to get access to these amazing educators covering a whole range of topics. And it's a great one to sit down with and listen with your birth partner. And don't worry if you miss a day or if you're busy, because it is across 2 days and different time zones. Don't worry, you'll get all of the recordings. Yeah, you'll have loads of opportunities to ask questions and things. But anyways, I hope you found that helpful. As always, drop me a message on Instagram, and sending you love and good luck for finding someone for your big day. All right, over and out. Bye-bye.